contestants are a musician from Hamtramck, Michigan, Caitlin Drinkert. An information security engineer from Alberta, Pennsylvania, Rex Wessel. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose one day cash winnings total $26,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bit of a trend developing on Jeopardy. Two games in a row now. A contestant bets really big when hitting a daily double, makes it pay off with a correct response, and then goes on to win the game as a runaway. Will we make it three in a row with Mackenzie, Rex, and Caitlin? Let's start finding out. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round first. One daily double coming up in one of these categories. Three-word cities. Next. She married that rock star. Buckets. Architecture. The 20th century. And finally, contronyms. Mackenzie, off.
She married that rock star for two.
Christy Brinkley in 1985. Caitlin.
Who is Billy Joel?
He's the one.
Rockstar 400.
Linda Eastman in 1969. Mackenzie.
Who is Paul McCartney?
Yes.
She married that rock star for six.
Valerie Bertinelli in 1981. Mackenzie.
Who is Sambora?
No. Rex or Caitlin? Who is Eddie Van Halen? Back to you, Mackenzie.
Rockstar for eight.
TV personality formerly Sharon Arden in 1982. Rex.
Who is Ozzy Osbourne?
Right.
That was a rockstar.
Shannon Tweed, finally, in 2011. Mackenzie.
Who is Gene Simmons?
Yep.
20th century for two.
Stations using this sensing technology installed on Britain's coast in 1938 detected German bombers a few years later. Rex.
What is radar?
Correct.
20th century 400.
Formulated by the Allies at the 1919 Paris Peace Conference, this organization was established in Geneva in 1920. Rex.
What is the United Nations?
Nope. Mackenzie.
What is League of Nations?
League of Nations, yes.
Buckets for two.
In 1957, the first KFC bucket was designed by this founder's first franchisee, Pete Harmon. Rex?
Who is Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
Buckets four.
In 1785, Grosse's Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue defined this phrase as to die. Caitlin.
What is to kick the bucket?
Yeah.
Bucket 600?
The bucket list starred these two Oscar winners, known for playing God and Satan in other films. Caitlin.
Who are Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
Got them both.
Buckets 800?
Orchid bees fly into bucket orchids and deliver the materials that help in this reproductive process. Rex?
What is pollination?
Yes.
Buckets 1,000.
The BWE, or bucket wheel this, is capable of moving 12,000 cubic meters of soil per hour. Caitlin.
What is an extractor?
No. Rex.
What is an excavator?
That's it, yes.
20th century six.
Celebrity hairstylist Jay Sebring was among August 9th, 1969 victims of the murderous gang controlled by this man. Caitlin.
Who are the Manson family?
Yes, Charles Manson.
20th century 800.
In 1909, a toy company chose the slogan, goodbye to this other two-word toy, hello, Billy Possum. Caitlin.
What is a teddy bear?
Yeah.
20th century 1000.
In 1956, it was G'day for the Olympics held here, the first held in the Southern Hemisphere. Rex?
Where is Sydney?
No. Mackenzie.
Where is Melbourne?
Yes, that's right. And with that, you go to 2200. You're in the lead, and we're taking a break. But we're coming back. Caitlin Drunkard is a musician. She's smiling now because she knows I'm joking with her. Your name is not Drunkard, it's Drinkard.
Correct.
You were, you were a school counselor for a long time and then gave it up for music.
I did, yeah. I decided to take a sort of musical sabbatical, so I've been performing and touring for the last 3 years.
And you've been an opening act for Dwight Yoakam and other people like that?
Yeah, so yeah, I have.
We're talking about country music.
Some country and some rock and roll, yeah.
All right, good for you. Rex Wessel is from Albertus, Pennsylvania. He looks good now, but when he was a young boy, he got punched in the face by a kangaroo.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. My parents took me to a petting zoo in Australia, which is, you know, where you go for petting zoos, and saw a cute little baby kangaroo and decided I'd like to pull on its tail.
Oh.
Mama kangaroo wasn't happy about that. She hit me with the classic kangaroo punch right to the head.
You're lucky she didn't kick you.
I am lucky about that. That's true.
You learned an important lesson from a kangaroo.
Yes, I did.
Mackenzie Jones is our champion. She works for the Muscogee Nation developing STEM programs. What are we talking about here?
So I work for a sovereign tribal nation in eastern Oklahoma, and I work in their Department of Education. We have a full government, a chief secretary of education.
How big a tribe?
There's 89,000 citizens.
Oh, hello. We're not talking small little group here.
No. And we have 67 school districts in our jurisdiction, and I help them develop STEM programs specifically for young indigenous people.
Good for you. All right, there are three full categories still in play, and you're the one who gets to make the next selection, so go ahead.
I'll do three-word cities for 200.
Before it was renamed in 1804, this Haitian capital city was known as Port-Républicain. Rex.
What is Port-au-Prince?
Yes.
Three-word cities, 400.
It's the full name of the English town nicknamed the home of the bard. Mackenzie.
What is Stratford-upon-Avon?
Good.
Three-word city, 6.
This city was named in 1565 by the Portuguese, who mistook its bay for the entrance to a river. You know it better as Rio de Janeiro. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Let's go architecture for 2.
Tiny houses, usually 400 square feet or less, often have one of these open upper spaces for the bed. Rex.
What is a loft?
Good.
400, architecture.
Connecting buildings or parts of a house, this covered passage, open on the sides, is so named because it allows wind to pass through. Caitlin?
What is a breezeway?
That's it.
Architecture 600?
Vital to holding up an arch is this block, top and center, that's placed last. Rex?
What is a keystone?
Correct.
Architecture 800.
Answer there. Daily double, and you are tied for the lead right now with Mackenzie at 2600.
All of it.
All of it. All right. This British style of architecture was ushered in beginning with the reign of Henry VII.
What is Gothic?
No, what is Tudor?
Tudor.
The Tudors, yes. All right, you're at 0. It's early. Go.
Three-word cities, 800.
Once the capital of a Sinhalese kingdom, Sri Jayawardenepura Kotte is today the legislative capital of this island country. Caitlin.
What is Sri Lanka?
Yes.
Three-word cities, 1,000.
In Arabic, the name of this major port city and seat of Tanzania's government means abode of peace. Rex.
What is Dar es Salaam?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Contronyms, 200.
It can mean to take away a car or to get your car back. Rex.
What is repossess?
That's it.
Architecture, 1,000.
Renewed interest in the buildings of ancient Rome and Greece shows in this style of Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. Mackenzie?
What is neoclassical?
That's right.
Contronyms for 4.
When you model, you do this to create a pose. For a stagehand, it means to take down a set. Mackenzie?
What is strike?
Yeah.
Contronym 6.
When doing this to a regular tree, you remove branches. While doing it to a Christmas tree, you add ornaments. Caitlin.
What is trim?
Yeah.
Contronyms 800.
You can do this to a meal by adding parsley or to a paycheck by deducting money. Rex.
What is garnish?
That's it. Now the last clue. As a verb, this piece of hardware can mean to affix something to the floor or to speed away like in a race. And the four-letter word is bolt, B-O-L-T. All right. All three of you off to a good start. Rex, though, you're in third place. You know what that means. You go first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Asper Cream works.
I like close games, and that's what we have today. Rex, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Speaking volumes, followed by chemistry. TV puri. That used to happen? Really? Religious idioms. And the end of the Russian name. V coming up at the end of each Russian name. Start us.
Religion for four.
If you put up with a lot, you have the patience of this Old Testament man from the land of Uz. Mackenzie.
Who is Job?
Yes.
Religious idioms, eight.
A tornado is an example of this seemingly divinely caused event that can't be stopped by humans. Mackenzie.
What is an act of God?
Right.
Idioms 12.
One who's nearing the end of life is knocking on this as in a 1973 Bob Dylan song. Mackenzie.
What is heaven's door?
Right.
16 in religious.
Answer.
Let's do 3,000.
Read it.
Haven't been to church in a while.
Oh, what a confession. Something bad that later turns out to be good is one of these at first hidden signs of favor.
What is...
Say something. What is a blessing in disguise? All right. You're now tied with Caitlin for the lead.
Let's finish the category, religious.
All right. Someone who descends quickly from public approval has undergone this religious-sounding tumble. Caitlin.
What is a fall from grace?
Good.
Let's take chemistry 400.
It's the only chemical element that weighs less than helium. Rex.
What is hydrogen?
That's it.
800 chemistry.
Equal to the protons in its nucleus, this is 26 for iron. Rex.
What is the atomic number?
Good.
Chemistry 12.
Another word for a state of matter, it precedes transition to describe a change of a substance, such as from liquid to gas. Rex.
What is sublimation?
No. Caitlin.
What is a state transition?
No. The word we're looking for is phase. Rex.
That used to happen. Four.
High car ownership, the interstate system, and fear of strangers all led to the decline in this form of free highway travel. Rex.
What is hitchhiking?
Yeah, you don't see much of it anymore.
Used to happen 800.
Quick cut and rough cut used to be literally true when this movie professional physically sliced up the film. Caitlin.
What is an editor?
Yeah.
That used to happen 1200.
Duck and this was actual two-part advice in case of nuclear attack to 1950s kids from the Federal Civil Defense Administration. Caitlin?
What is cover?
Duck and cover, yeah.
That used to happen 16?
With smoke-filled rooms and favorite sons, these used to be dramatic affairs. But the last multi-ballot one was in 1952. Rex?
What is the Electoral College?
Nope. But you're on the right track. What are nominating conventions for the parties? The last one nominated Adlai Stevenson. Caitlin, back to you.
Let's finish. That used to happen 2000.
Big offices used to have pools of mostly female workers to do typing and this job of taking dictation in shorthand. And that is known as stenography. Caitlin?
Speaking volumes, 400.
The Last Lion. A biography of this British Prime Minister appeared in three volumes in 1983, 1988, and 2012. Rex.
Who is Churchill?
Good.
800 volumes.
Here's a revelation. It's the seventh and last book in the Narnia series. What is The Last Battle? Rex.
Volumes 12.
The most recent edition of this lexicon in book form was published in 20 volumes in 1989. Mackenzie.
What is Encyclopedia Britannica?
No. Rex.
What is the Oxford English Dictionary?
That's it. Yes, the OED.
1600 volumes.
After it was serialized in a magazine, his Madame Bovary was published in two volumes in 1857. Mackenzie.
Who is Flaubert?
Flaubert, yes.
Speaking volumes, too.
In the 11 volumes of Will and Ariel Durant's The Story of Civilization, the Renaissance is followed immediately by this R period. Caitlin.
What is revolution?
Nope. Mackenzie.
What is reformation?
Reformation, right.
TV Paris 4.
A Million Little Pieces is a tale of addiction and recovery. This ABC show is a drama featuring the Seville family. And it's called A Million Little Things. Mackenzie.
TV for 8.
Everybody Dies was the 2012 series finale of this Hugh Laurie show. Mackenzie?
What is House?
Yep.
TV for 12.
There are Jawas, bounty droid IG-11, and Giancarlo Esposito as Moff Gideon in this Disney Plus show that debuted in 2019. Caitlin.
What is The Mandalorian?
Yep.
TV for 1600.
This skinny girl made headlines recently when she announced she was leaving the Real Housewives of New York City. Mackenzie.
Who is Bethany Frankel?
Right.
TV for 2.
From 1984 to 1989, she was the Ally of Kate and Ally. And we bet she could give you contestants a run for your money, too. She played well on our show, Jane Curtin. Back to you, Mackenzie.
V for 4.
Name of the family that had a 300-year run of royal rule, starting in 1613 with Tsar Michael. Mackenzie.
What is Romanov?
Correct, less than a minute now.
V for 8.
Due to the TB that would eventually kill him, this seagull playwright moved to the resort of Yalta in 1899. Mackenzie.
Who is Chekhov?
Chekhov, right you are.
V for 12.
Answer. Here we go. You have a $4,000 lead over Caitlin.
Let's do 3.
All right. This scientist who worked with dogs also showed how the flow of the stomach's digestive juices is controlled by the vagus nerve.
Who is Pavlov?
Pavlov is right, yes. 4 clues left. Think again.
Let's do V for 16.
You remember his brilliant pawn sacrifice on the 14th move of the 10th game of the 1995 match against Anand. Rex.
Who is Kasparov?
Yes. And with that, you go to 4,000. Caitlin at 5,400, but Mackenzie, 12,400. Here comes Final Jeopardy for you. African geography. I love it. Blue in a moment.
Tracking rain moving into the area. Looks like it's going to also be bringing us the chance for colder temperatures. A look at how cold it'll be getting in our forecast.
High insulin prices spark one couple to take action. The extreme length they're taking to help complete strangers.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created the Spokes Lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
African geography is the subject. This is the clue. This West African country of 12 million doesn't border the 1,200-mile-wide gulf of the same name. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. We're going to go to you in the middle first, Rex. You had $4,000 and you wrote down, what is Chad? Nope, that won't do it. Chad is not on the coast. You lose $1,401. All right, dropping you down to $2,599. Let's go to Caitlin now. She had $5,400. Her response was Senegal. Close, close in terms of location, but incorrect. It'll cost you $2,601. You're at $2,799. Looks like you're going to finish in second place because Mackenzie had once again turned this game into a runaway. Did she come up with the correct response? No. She's close also, Gambia. It's not Gambia, it's Guinea. Where Africa bends, that's the Gulf of Guinea. And then if you travel further west, just at the bend, that's where the country is. So it's going to cost you nothing. Because I figured you wouldn't risk anything. 12,400 and a two-day total of 38,800. All right, you get to play again. Looking good, huh? Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Fiber Choice, a great-tasting daily prebiotic fiber supplement.
It's hard to get all the daily fiber we need from food alone.
That's why I love Fiber Choice. With the fiber found in many fruits and vegetables. Fiber Choice, number one GE-recommended chewable prebiotic fiber. Find it in the digestive aisle.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.